Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock. We have two big backups in the triangle right now. I'll show you the latest sensor readings and how to get around the delays.
And it's chilly as you head out the door, mid-30s to around 40 degrees. We will have a nice mild afternoon. I'll show you when the temperatures climb up above 50.
Plus, a group of people lead state troopers on a chase that ended in a crash in Raleigh. How officers found one of the people involved after the group jumped out of that car and ran away.
And if you haven't grabbed that bouquet of flowers just yet, you're almost running out of time. Today, we're at Fallon's Flowers talking about that high demand on this Valentine's Day.
And here it is for you, straight up, 8 o'clock on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Hope you have a good one out there. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Happy Valentine's Day. We're all in color today. Valentine's Day, we're celebrating. I think a lot of people running out the door to get those last minute flowers. So we'll check in with Laura Levine coming up. But first, we have to talk to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Happy Valentine's Day. Beautiful look over Zebulon.
I like the color you're wearing there. Michelle, nice choice for today. We take a live look at Zebulon. Beautiful blue skies here. There's some frost on the grass. Some of it started to melt with that sunshine. But we had temperatures that were mostly just above freezing this morning. But certainly you could run into a little frost on your windshield in spots. We've jumped to 40 degrees now in the triangle. We have a light wind out of the west at just 5 miles per hour. So the windy conditions we saw yesterday are out of here, at least for today. The wind may pick up a bit for tomorrow. Right now, it's 40 in the Triangle, 41 in Fayetteville and in Southern Pines, 38 in South Hill, 40 in Rocky Mount, and 38 in Goldsboro. Temperatures right now running about 10 to 15 degrees colder than this time yesterday. And this afternoon, we'll be on the mild side. We climbed to 60 with lots of sunshine. Should be just a real pretty day for Valentine's Day. If you're headed out this evening with your sweetheart for dinner, temperatures will be in the 40s, just like Brian for his birthday. Happy birthday,
exactly.
Brian.
Hopefully ascending through the mid-40s here at 8:02. We take a look at traffic. We do have this minor crash over in Zebulon on Highway 96, just south of US 64. I'm not seeing any big delays with that, but just want to make you aware of it. I'm watching some delays in Garner from an earlier crash on Highway 50 right around Rand Road. The good news is that we're starting to see the delays easing just a little bit. They did begin all the way back around 1010 Road, but as you get closer to Rand Road now, that's where the delays are. About a 6 minute backup overall. The delays are easing up quickly enough that I don't think an alternate route is called for at this point. I want to take you over to Orange County, where we're still following this crash in the Hillsboro area on 85 northbound, right around Churton Street. It's over on the shoulder right there at the ramp. Traffic's flowing fairly well through there, but we do have some lingering delays from when it was backed up earlier, especially as you head out of the Mebane area through Eftland on 85 northbound. As we take a look at those latest sensor readings, still measuring about a 20-minute delay overall. Consider using US 70 is a good alternate route. And as we take a look at that live camera at Churton Street just here in the past couple of minutes, it looks like they have now cleared that crash, so we don't have anything causing those backups, just a little bit of a lingering delay coming in from the western side of Orange County. Elsewhere around Durham, traffic's moving along well on major routes. We'll take a closer look at that coming up in a few minutes. And a reminder, you can listen to us on the radio in Raleigh at 99.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thank you, Brian. New this morning, Durham Public Schools will hold a news conference in just a few hours. The district plans to formally introduce interim superintendent Catty Moore this morning at 11 o'clock. The former Way County superintendent now inherits the ongoing pay issues that Durham Public Schools has been dealing with for weeks. This comes ahead of the meeting tomorrow where they'll address those issues. You can watch the news conference live on WREL News Plus. That's Channel 34, Spectrum 1257, and your WREL app at 11 o'clock this morning.
And new this morning, a juvenile is in custody after a chase that ended in a crash in Raleigh. Police are still looking for two other people. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker last night around 10:30. Highway Patrol troopers say they started chasing this stolen car. The driver eventually crashed on Sumner Boulevard right near Triangle Town Boulevard. Three people jumped out of the car and ran. Officers found one of them, a juvenile, in some woods near Triangle Town Center. Officials say gun magazines were found in the car.
An ambulance was involved in a crash in Cumberland County overnight. It happened just before 11 o'clock in the Grace Creek community. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as crews worked to clean up after that crash. You can see an ambulance and a pickup truck were badly damaged. We are working to find out if anyone was hurt.
If you're planning to depend on a rideshare service or delivery driver today, you may need to rethink those plans because thousands of Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers are going on strike. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is at RDU this morning. Lots of drivers say they will not be picking up people at the airport today. That's just the beginning of the troubles for folks.
Jeff, exactly. And there could be some problems this evening as people are trying to go on their Valentine's Day dates. They may want an Uber or a Lyft. And you could see that there's just one person here that's at the prearranged services line here at RDU. I saw a couple people actually get into an Uber or a Lyft a couple of minutes ago. So it seems like there are some drivers that are coming through this area. Uber drivers gathered at RDU yesterday preparing for today's strikes. This group will join thousands of other drivers who work for Lyft and DoorDash. They're all demanding better pay.
You pick up someone that's outside the airport from Durham, you take him for 92 miles for $46.25.
And you have to come back.
That's a joke.
In a statement to WRAL, Uber appears to downplay the impact of the strike. They say the vast majority of drivers are satisfied, and U.S. drivers make $33 per utilized hour. And Lyft says it's working to improve the driver experience. They say drivers earn at least a 70% rate of weekly rider fares after external fees. So we also reached out to DoorDash, and they did not respond to our request for comment. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
It is the busiest day of the year for florists. They're up early getting arrangements ready for people to celebrate Valentine's Day. And WRL's Laura Levine checked in with Fallon's Flowers, who said they're expecting to sell out today.
Love is in the air here at Fallon's Flowers. They're expecting to service about 1,200 customers today. Yesterday, they helped about 1,000. So, yes, if you haven't received and picked up those flowers yet, you better get to it. Now, many shoppers have plans to use the holiday and their wallets to show how much their loved ones mean to them. The National Retail Federation estimates Americans will spend about $25.8 billion on the holiday this year, just a tick down from $25.9 billion last year. Valentine's Day spending peaked at $27.4 billion back in 2020. The National Retail Federation found 53% of consumers intend to take part in Valentine's Day festivities. And of those celebrating, about 86% said they will use their money on gifts for significant others. However, a small percentage of consumers will open up their wallets for people other than their significant other, like family members, at around 56%. I spoke with a general manager here at Fallon's Flowers who said, as they have such a great variety of arrangements.
There's a lot to choose from, a lot of different price points, everything from, you know, $20 to $1,000. So, you know, we're here depending on how much their Valentine means to them or how big of trouble they're in. We can help them.
They also have about 40 delivery drivers on hand. We saw them loading up the trucks and starting to roll out at 6:30 this morning. I did ask Mr. Campisi if he had any concern about the strikes today with other companies working with him, such as DoorDash. And he said that they will cross that bridge when they get there. However, they feel prepared. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
Pro-Palestinian activists turned up the pressure on Raleigh City Council to issue a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. This was seen at last night's council meeting where they held up paper hearts bearing the names of children killed in Gaza. As the night went on, they took over that meeting with their chants.
Y'all, we can't keep the meeting going if you guys chant.
And so council chose to go into recess as the protesters continued to chant and sing. Demonstrators stayed in chambers for about 30 minutes before marching out. Supporters read a joint statement from 41 organizations expressing frustration that council has refused to vote on a ceasefire resolution.
For the first time in almost 150 years, the Senate will hold an impeachment trial against a cabinet secretary. It comes after the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, only the second time ever a secretary has been impeached. The impeachment passed by a single vote after a similar vote failed last week. Republicans accused Mayorkas of violating immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is indicating the impeachment trial will be brief. Democrats control the Senate and are likely to acquit Mayorkas. Coming up, marine biologists are getting a firsthand look at how climate change affects polar bears. We'll take a closer look at how polar bears adapt to melting ice and why scientists say they're at risk.
Plus, more people are embracing the single life. Just ahead, what's behind the desire to stay single rather than deal with a romantic partner?
And looking at a beautiful Valentine's Day, temperature near 60 with light winds and lots of sunshine. But looking down the road, Saturday, at least part of it, looks a little bit wet. I'll show you the details coming up. 8:13. Today is going to be a sunny and pleasant, beautiful day. Not the kind of windy day that we saw yesterday. Just lots of sunshine, a chilly start, but a mild afternoon. We have more warm temperatures in our forecast for the next couple of days. And then we have a front that comes through Saturday. It's going to bring us some showers, but it won't rain all day Saturday. I'm going to walk you through Futurecast over the next couple of minutes and show you what to expect. Behind Saturday's system, it will turn colder on Sunday. We take a look at Goldsboro and Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville, looking at beautiful blue skies everywhere. That is thanks to this high pressure system that is moving into the southeast right now. High pressure systems tend to bring dry air along with them, and depending on their position, they can also bring some either cooler or warmer air. Right now, with that high to our west, it's bringing some cooler air into the region. However, we will end up seeing some sunshine this afternoon. It'll kind of counterbalance that and warm us up a little bit. Let's jump ahead to Friday. Friday, we'll see this warm front moving across the area. It'll bring more cloud cover, but keep our temperatures on the mild side. We have the front that arrives, park it right here in the mountains by midnight Friday night. The front itself moves through Saturday morning. We'll pause it at 6 a.m. and you can see some scattered light rain. Notice the snow up into the mountains of Virginia and the mountains of North Carolina. It might end up being a really nice weekend for skiing. Temperatures behind the system will be pretty chilly, so it could be some fresh snow for Saturday and into Sunday there in the mountains. What we'll see is the rain ending most likely by lunchtime. You can see pretty much over at that point. There could be a few holes in the clouds later Saturday and Sunday, but it may be that we hang on to just a little bit of moisture here, so we could see some cloud cover lingering into Sunday. And Sunday looks fairly cool. In terms of rainfall, I mean, it's minimal with this system. It really is. Looking at probably a tenth to maybe a few hundredths of an inch, it's just not going to be much. And we only have a 20% chance down on our map there. Now, we do need some rain. We had some nice wet conditions there for parts of the winter, but we started to dry out a little bit. You can see the orange shaded areas. That's where we're anywhere from 15 to about 30% of normal rainfall in the last 30 days. It's a little bit better in our western counties, where it's more like maybe 30 to 60% of our normal rainfall. It looks much better back to the west, but you can see we could use a little bit of rain. We are not going to see enough rain certainly this week to make a dent in that, but it will be a pretty day for today for Valentine's Day. Again, looking at just a small chance of rain early Saturday. After some cooler temperatures, we do bounce back to 63 by Tuesday. Brian?
All right, 8:15 right now, Elizabeth. Just getting reports of a minor crash on Glenwood Avenue at the 440 interchange in Raleigh. The sensors on this map don't look that bad, but I looked at some other data. Well, with this latest update, it looks a little closer to what we're seeing on some of the other sensor readings we watch, especially on that outbound side of Glenwood Avenue, heading away from 440 back toward the mall and the ramp from 440 westbound onto Glenwood Avenue. Just be prepared for some backups there as they work to get that reported minor crash cleared. Good news in Garner, south of Garner on Highway 50. Right around Rand Road, we had an earlier crash there, created some huge delays earlier this morning. Now things are back closer to what they typically look like at this point during a morning commute, about a 3-minute delay overall northbound from 42 up to US 70. Take a look at those major approaches into Durham. Looking pretty good this morning. Not seeing many delays on 40 westbound coming in from Raleigh, and no trouble just yet on 40 eastbound from Chapel Hill. And just a 2-minute delay on southbound 501 as you head in from Infinity Road down toward I-85. We'll head over to Hillsborough, where they have cleared that earlier crash from 85 right around Churton Street. Still seeing a little bit of a backup though on 85 northbound or 40 eastbound as you come in from Mebane. Consider using Highway 70 as a good alternate route.
Thanks, Brian. A family in Zebulon has been forced out of their home after fire broke out there yesterday afternoon. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker late in the afternoon. Officials say they were called to Golden Plum Lane. The family was able to make it out safely. The Red Cross, though, is helping that family that was displaced by the fire. The cause is still under investigation.
A second person accused of killing two people in Robeson County has been arrested. Robeson County investigators arrested Daniel Hicks of Red Springs at an abandoned home on Monday night. Jamont Smith, also of Red Springs, surrendered to investigators last week. The two were charged with murder and the shooting deaths of Lisa Locklear and Lenny Locklear last week in the community of Shannon. They're being held in the Robeson County Detention Center with no bond.
The number of people crossing illegally into the United States from Mexico has decreased in the past month. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, illegal crossings are down 50% from December 2023 to January of this year. Agents encountered migrants between ports of entry over 124,000 times in January, down from more than 249,000 the previous month. The drop is largely a product of seasonal migration patterns, which are expected to return back to higher numbers this spring.
A powerful storm that slammed the Northeast left heavy snow behind and crippling travel in some areas. At one point, more than 139,000 homes and businesses were without power in Pennsylvania alone. New York City was buried under more than 3 inches of snow from the nor'easter. And some parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut got as much as 15 inches and winds up to 40 miles an hour. More than 1,200 flights were canceled Tuesday, according to FlightAware, with a majority of them being in and out of airports in New York and Boston. And students at UNC Pembroke held a vigil for a former student who was killed in a shooting near campus. Last night, students and family members gathered to honor 19-year-old Khalil Alford. He was shot at an apartment complex across from the school last Wednesday. Khalil was described as a good person who is an inspiration to others. Some family members shared stories and talked about the effects of gun violence.
Don't ever think this is the way to end the argument. Because you got to know that you're hurting somebody's family. You're ending your own life when you choose to pull out a gun to take someone else's. You'll never live in peace, Lord. You'll never live in peace.
So far, no arrests have been made.
Well, Valentine's is a day of love, right? But a growing number of people are choosing self-love over affection from a romantic partner. That's because more people are reporting growing frustration with the dating scene, like not finding quality suitors and wanting to prioritize other factors like their careers. Chris DeMeo takes a look, a closer one, at the rise of Americans choosing to be single.
While Valentine's Day usually involves showing affection to your love interest or romantic partner, the latest data from the Census Bureau shows a growing number of people are actually embracing the single life.
Nearly half of American adults are unmarried. 28% of U.S. adults live alone. That's actually the most common household, having jumped ahead of the nuclear family.
This trend is especially gaining traction among younger generations.
Pew Center reveals, their studies reveal, that 25% of millennials will never marry.
Peter McGraw of the University of Colorado Boulder has been studying this rise, but says not all singles are the same.
The first type I call someday singles. These are people who are looking for their person. They're looking for the one. Dating culture is fraught. And these people in many ways are sort of waiting kind of hopelessly.
But according to McGraw, more people are falling under the no way singles category.
These are people who are not looking for dating or romance, whether it be for now or forever. Pew Center finds that half of American singles are not looking for casual dates or a romantic relationship at the moment.
Meanwhile, McGraw says feeling secure with yourself and owning your independence could help strengthen the connections you have with friends and family.
It actually makes the relationships that you have a lot healthier, in a sense, because you're not relying on this person to fill a void in your life.
That was Chris DeMeo reporting. Well, wildlife biologists at the U.S. Geological Survey in Alaska are getting a firsthand look at how climate change is affecting polar bears. Take a look at this. Researchers strapped cameras to 20 bears in the western Hudson Bay region from 2019 to 2022 to see how bears adapted during periods of no sea ice. They found that the bears were forced to move inland to look for food instead of hunting for prey in ice like usual. Bears also lost weight on land due to eating more berries and birds. And scientists say that polar bears are now at a risk of starvation when they have ice-free periods. Duke women's basketball head coach is headed to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Kara Lawson is in her fourth season as head coach of the Blue Devils. She began her USA basketball career in 1998, winning the bronze at the World Youth Games. She won a gold medal with Team USA at the 2008 Olympic Games. Congratulations to her. And we are 163 days away from the Summer Olympics in Paris. WREL is your exclusive home for the Olympics, and our Liz McLaughlin will be there bringing you live coverage. You can watch all the action July 26th through August 11th.
Usher is off the market. The Grammy-winning artist tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend after his Super Bowl halftime performance in Las Vegas Sunday night. The pair exchanged vows at an outdoor wedding chapel in Vegas with Usher's mother as the couple's witness. The newlyweds have two children together. Usher also shares two sons with his ex-wife.
Well, coming up, if you were planning to DoorDash some food today, you may need to rethink your plans. Why some app drivers are striking this Valentine's Day.
Plus, a juvenile is in custody after troopers say he was involved in a chase in Raleigh. We'll explain how they found him after three people jumped out of a car and ran away.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26 on your Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are in for a beautiful Valentine's Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Sanford. Beautiful blue skies. Chilly now, but it'll warm up.
It's going to be a nice afternoon, but it is about 10 to 15 degrees colder this morning than it was this time yesterday. A live look at Sanford there with the blue sky. What we don't see is the windy conditions that we saw yesterday. So it should be a more comfortable afternoon to be outside. Right now it's 41 in Southern Pines and Lewisburg, 37 in Irwin, and 40 degrees in South Hill. If you're headed out for exercise, it's chilly now, but it'll feel comfortable this afternoon as we climb up to around 60. If you're going to be out walking the dog this evening, temperatures in the 50s. Dinnertime temperatures more like upper 40s. Brian?
Here at 8:27, we're watching traffic this morning. A report of a minor crash causing some pretty significant delays, though, on Glenwood Avenue at 440 in Raleigh. Also, we're watching some backups on 40 eastbound as you head away from Hillsborough toward Chapel Hill. Looks like those delays begin right around the 85 split and extend down to New Hope Church Road. Our partners at Waze are reporting some police activity out there. About a 15-minute backup overall. You might consider using 86 as a good alternate route this morning from Hillsborough into Chapel Hill. Here's that crash on Glenwood Avenue at 440, still seeing some backups on that ramp from 440 westbound onto outbound Glenwood.
Thanks, Brian. A juvenile is in custody after a chase that ended in a crash in Raleigh. Highway Patrol troopers say it started just before 10 o'clock last night. The driver crashed on Sumner Boulevard near Triangle Town Boulevard. Three people jumped out of the car and ran. The juvenile was found near the woods. Police are still looking for two other people. Next on Fox 50, a look inside the busiest day of the year for Fallon's Flowers. And up next on Today, Tyler Perry, live in studio.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start out there, but there's lots of sunshine. Temperatures will warm up nicely without yesterday's wind. I'll show you when you can shed the jackets coming up.
Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers are going on strike today. They're demanding more pay. Just ahead, how this could impact travelers as they arrive to RDU.
And plus, for the first time in a century and a half, there will be an impeachment trial for a cabinet member. Why some lawmakers believe Alejandro Mayorkas' actions were unlawful and neglectful.
Plus, your local florists are hard at work already this Valentine's Day morning, and we will check in on a Raleigh shop with the work going on behind the scenes. Much more than you may realize is happening.
Yes.
There. Yeah. It's a
they're scrambling.
Beautiful display. They are. And this is their Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. They're
oh, yeah.
Full on mode. Yeah. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We'll get to that story coming up. But first, we got to talk about your Valentine's Day forecast. Mm-hmm. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and I are twinning on this Valentine's
That's
Day.
Right.
We're wearing the same color. I love it. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It's a great color for Valentine's Day. Looking at blue skies here in Wilson, there's a little bit of a breeze, but nothing like what we saw yesterday.
yesterday. The whirligigs here in downtown Wilson just kind of spinning gently. We have a west wind at about 5 miles per hour, and it is 40 degrees in the Triangle. And we're seeing that in a lot of places. It's 40 in Goldsboro, Rocky Mount Wilson, South Hill. So we're starting to see the warmer temperatures. That westerly wind will help to warm us up nicely, but it is still a little cooler than it was this time yesterday. It's 14 degrees cooler in Goldsboro, 10 degrees cooler in Southern Pines, 7 degrees cooler up in Roxboro. Valentine's Day planner looking good. We climbed to 60 this afternoon. We'll see mostly clear skies. If you're taking your Valentine out to dinner, temperatures will be in the mid-40s. And we want to say happy birthday again to Brian Schrader.
Yes, thank you very much. My dinner time is 3 p.m., just so you know, here at 8:31. We take a look at traffic. We are still watching some delays on I-40 eastbound. New information. Looks like we do have a crash there right around the New Hope Church Road area, heading out of Hillsboro toward Chapel Hill. Big delays, about an 11-minute backup showing up now on sensors between the I-85 split all the way down toward the New Hope Church Road interchange there. I just checked some sensor data about alternate routes. You could take 86 out of Hillsboro into Chapel Hill. It's not going to save you very much time this morning, but it might feel a little better as opposed to getting stuck in all that traffic out on 40 eastbound. We're going to find out exactly what lanes are blocked there in Orange County. Taking a look around the rest of the Triangle, we're seeing slowdowns in the usual spots, including 40 westbound on the south side of Raleigh, a little bit of a sun glare delay perhaps on 40 eastbound heading away from Aviation Parkway down toward Harrison Avenue, and it's getting busy in both directions of 885 and Durham with the usual backups between I-40 and 147. Those major approaches into Raleigh are looking all right, about a 9-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. We are picking up some backups on US 1 northbound heading out of Apex through Cary. Right now, measuring about a 12-minute slowdown between 55 and Apex to I-40 in Raleigh.
All right. Thank you, Brian. New this morning, a juvenile is in custody after a chase that ended in a crash in Raleigh. Police are still looking for two other people. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker last night around 10:30. Highway Patrol troopers say they started pursuing a stolen car. The driver eventually crashed on Sumner Boulevard near Triangle Town Boulevard. Three people jumped from the car and ran. Officers found one of them, a juvenile, in some woods near Triangle Town Center. Officials say gun magazines were also found in the car.
An ambulance was involved in a crash in Cumberland County overnight. It happened just before 11 in the Grays Creek community. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene as crews worked to clean up after that crash. You can see the ambulance and a pickup truck badly damaged there. We are working to find out if anyone was hurt.
If you are planning to take Uber to your Valentine's Day date, you need another plan. Thousands of drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are going on strike today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains these drivers say they want to be paid better and have safer working environments.
This could really impact people if they're planning to take an Uber or a Lyft to a Valentine's Day date night later tonight. But earlier today, this could impact folks at the airport. So I just checked my Uber app. It actually looks like there could be an Uber that's 3 minutes away. So we're not seeing as much of an impact at the moment, but it could happen later. Uber drivers gathered at RDU yesterday preparing for today's strike. This group will join thousands of other drivers who work for Lyft and DoorDash. They're all demanding better pay.
You pick up someone that's outside the airport from Durham, you take him for 92 miles for $46.25.
And you have to come back.
That's a joke.
In a statement to WRAL, Uber appears to downplay the impact of the strike. They say the vast majority of drivers are satisfied, and U.S. drivers make $33 per utilized hour. And Lyft says it's working to improve the driver experience. They say drivers earn at least a 70% rate of weekly rider fares after internal fees. We also reached out to DoorDash. They didn't respond to our request for comment. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News at RDU.
This afternoon, the state Supreme Court will hear the case of Chad Copley, a Raleigh man convicted of killing a 20-year-old man in his front yard. Chad Copley was sentenced to life in prison after shooting Corin Thomas as he walked outside Copley's home in 2016. Thomas was leaving a house party nearby at another home at the time, and Copley claimed he heard a disturbance in front of his house and was trying to protect his family. The State Court of Appeals overturned Copley's life sentence in 2019, ruling that it was tainted by the prosecutor implying racism was a factor. Today's hearing begins at 2 p.m.
For the first time in almost 150 years, the Senate will hold an impeachment trial against a cabinet secretary. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol, where that trial will begin later this month. It all comes after the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, only the second time ever a secretary has been impeached. The vote passed by the tightest of margins, 214 to 213. It was the second attempt to impeach Mayorkas after the first try last week failed by two votes. Republicans say Mayorkas has unlawfully allowed millions of migrants to cross the border. We spoke with a political science professor at NC State University who says this vote sets a dangerous precedent.
We have a 200-plus year history of not turning policy disagreements into impeachments, and this is a policy disagreement. The Republicans could not find a single credible constitutional scholar to say this is an appropriate use of the impeachment power.
And North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy released a statement about his vote to impeach, saying, quote, Mayorkas's actions and purposeful neglect of our nation's laws are unbecoming of the office he holds. Our nation cannot prosper if our leaders are not held accountable when they fail to uphold the oath they made to our Constitution and the American people.
It's the busiest day of the year for florists. Their Super Bowl. They've been up early getting those arrangements ready for people to help celebrate Valentine's Day. And WRIO's Laura Levine checked in with Fallon's Flowers, who said they're expecting to sell out today.
Love is in the air here at Fallon's Flowers. They're expecting to service about 1,200 customers today. Yesterday, they helped about 1,000. So, yes, if you haven't received and picked up those flowers yet, you better get to it. Now, many shoppers have plans to use the holiday and their wallets to show how much their loved ones mean to them. The National Retail Federation estimates Americans will spend about $25.8 billion on the holiday this year, just a tick down from $25.9 billion last year. Valentine's Day spending peaked at $27.4 billion back in 2020. The National Retail Federation found 53% of consumers intend to take part in Valentine's Day festivities. And of those celebrating, about 86% said they will use their money on gifts for significant others. However, a small percentage of consumers will open up their wallets for people other than their significant other, like family members, at around 56%. I spoke with a general manager here at Fallon's Flowers who said they have such a great variety of arrangements.
There's a lot to choose from, a lot of different price points, everything from, you know, $20 to $1,000. So, you know, we're here depending on how much their Valentine means to them or how big of trouble they're in. We can help them.
They also have about 40 delivery drivers on hand. We saw them loading up the trucks and starting to roll out at 6:30 this morning. I did ask Mr. Campisi if he had any concern about the strikes today with other companies working with him, such as DoorDash. And he said that they will cross that bridge when they get there. However, they feel prepared. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
The Wake County School Board has a new member. The school board appointed Tobisha Rice last night. She'll serve until December. She replaces Tara Waters, who is now a Wake County commissioner. Rice will be sworn in February 20th and will serve the remainder of Waters' vacated term. The seat is up for re-election in November.
Tom Suozzi is headed back to Congress after he won the special election in New York's 3rd District to replace former GOP Representative George Santos last night. This is a big shift for the Democrats, who will gain a seat. Suozzi is a former Democratic congressman. According to NBC, he may look to be sworn in as early as tomorrow. Today is Ash Wednesday, and a local church is offering a chance to get your blessings to go. Christ the King Lutheran Church on Walnut Street in Cary is once again offering its Ashes to Go service. It started this morning. You can drive through and get your blessing between now and 9:30, so you have about another hour to get there. The church will also have on-site worship services 11 o'clock this morning and at 6:30 tonight.
Coming up, a car crashed into a Texas hospital's emergency room. The issues it's causing for an Austin hospital's ambulance drop-off.
And what if you could choose a Valentine's date knowing they have a good credit score? Just ahead, the new dating app with a financial focus.
Wow. Okay. And speaking of Valentine's Day, let's give you this beautiful look over North Hills. It's a gorgeous morning out there. A little chilly, but it's going to warm up. Elizabeth will tell us how much it'll warm up as the day progresses. Welcome back on your Valentine's Day. How about this beautiful live look over Pinehurst? Couple people on the link there getting an early game in. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Not a bad day for some golf. A little chilly right now, but it's going to warm up nicely later. Lizbeth Gardner with a look at the whirligigs in Wilson.
Yesterday, the whirligigs were really spinning. We had winds gusting 30, 35 miles per hour, some spots at 40. But to this morning, the wind is nice and light. The whirligigs are spinning gently there in the breeze. It is 40 degrees in Wilson and in the Triangle area. We'll climb up to 60 degrees at around 3 o'clock. Our dew point at 28 means we have a nice dry air mass in place, so it feels comfortable to today. High pressure building in across our area means that conditions will stay dry. And that'll be the case through Friday. Now, this system is going to drop in on us by Saturday and bring us a little bit of patchy light rain in the morning. It does not look like a washout. As a matter of fact, it's not going to even probably measure up too much in the rain gauges. It's 41 in Fayetteville and Southern Pines, 41 in Roxborough, 40 in Rocky Mount, 43 in Goldsboro. So we're starting to warm things up nicely with that sunshine out there. Temperatures are still a little colder than they were this time yesterday, but the afternoon will feel similar. 60 in Raleigh, 58 in Durham, and 62 in Fayetteville with lots of sunshine, just minus yesterday's wind. How about some Valentine's Day history for you? The warmest high temperature, 78 degrees, set back in 1949, and the coldest was minus 2 in 1899. That one was set a long time ago, but so was our record snow, 6 inches back in 1913, so well over 100 years ago. It'd be fun to have a little snow on Valentine's Day, except I think the delivery drivers might be a little upset about that. You might not get your flowers if we had 6 inches of snow on the ground. Let's talk about what's coming our way. The blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal and the yellows and reds above normal. And we see some warmer temperatures through the next day or two. And then we see our cold front dropping our temperatures. So we're below normal, especially Sunday. Sunday will be the coolest day at 51. We're not talking about an Arctic blast by any means. But right behind it, we'll likely see temperatures warming up again. And that is a typical pattern for us this time of year. As we get into late winter into early spring, we tend to see some big fluctuations with our temperatures. 55 is our normal high, so 60 today and then 66 Thursday. Then we're back to 51 on Sunday, but we have 60s in the forecast again for later in the week. How about down the road? The 19th through the 23rd, we have a good chance of near normal temperatures, but a lot of the country has a chance of above normal temperatures. If you're headed out for your Valentine's Day dinner tonight, again, skies will be mainly clear, 52 degrees at 6 o'clock and 47 at 8, so it should be comfortable with just a jacket. Again, a little rain for Saturday. Sunday is cloudy and cool at 51, but we're back to 63 by Tuesday, Brian.
Quick update here at 8:47. Watching this incident between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound. Some good news. It looks like the delays have eased up a little bit there. Still measuring about a 6-minute backup overall between the I-40, I-85 split down to 15501. But leaving Hillsborough this morning, you're going to hit a little bit of a backup approaching New Hope Church Road, and then it's slow again toward 86 before it clears up nicely heading on into Durham.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, this man is charged with killing his sister and seriously injuring his mother. This is breaking news right out of Wake Forest this morning. This is 20-year-old Edmund Eady Jr. He's charged with murder and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Wake Forest police say the stabbings happened at the family's home around midnight in the 3100 block of Polanski Drive. No word yet on a motive in this stabbing. Eady's in the Wake County Detention Center with no bond. His first court appearance is set for Thursday. Of course, stay with WREL and Fox 50 as we keep you updated on this story today.
All right, thank you, Ken. Employees at St. Augustine's University in Raleigh say they are not being paid on time. An email sent by the Office of the President explains the delay in Friday's paychecks. It says the school is working on finding a solution and implementing measures to ensure financial security moving forward. Employees tell WREL this also happened in November and December. University leaders did not want to comment. Meanwhile, St. Augustine's is fighting to keep its accreditation and has an interim president after firing the last one.
A child and an adult remain in critical condition this morning after a terrifying crash right into a Texas hospital. Take a look at this video. It was taken moments after a car crashed right through the wall of an emergency room in Austin, Texas last night. Police say the driver of the car died at the scene. In total, 5 other people were hurt. Authorities say there is no indication the crash was intentional. Officials at the hospital say the building is in good condition, but it is unable to accept ambulances as it works to set up a new entrance.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to be in a New York court tomorrow for his hush money payment case. Sources say Trump will go to that hearing over another that's happening at the same time in Georgia. Fulton County DA Fani Willis may be testifying about allegations that she had an improper romantic relationship with the top prosecutor in the election interference case against Trump and others. Sources say that he liked the idea of seeing her testify, but his advisors argue the New York hearing is more important.
Rescue teams are working to free nine miners who were trapped underground after a landslide hit Turkey Tuesday. The landslide happened at a gold mine at 2:30 in the afternoon. Nine workers have not been heard from since that landslide hit. There's concern the soil may contain dangerous substances like cyanide, since it's been processed for gold. This could be an environmental danger for the nearby Euphrates River. Same mine closed down in 2020 after a cyanide leak into that river. It didn't reopen for 2 years.
Our teacher of the week says she loves working with fourth graders. And WRL's Brian Trader takes us to North Raleigh to find out why she thinks children sometimes get a bad rap.
Hey, Ms. Troy, you're WRAL's Teacher of the Week.
It's dark as we enter Stephanie Troy's fourth grade classroom at Durant Road Elementary School.
Is the moon actually changing?
No.
They're learning about the phases of the moon.
If it's going around the sun, we call it a revolution, or it starts with an O.
Orbit.
In orbit.
This Virginia Tech grad has been teaching for almost 20 years, the last 10 here at Durant Road.
I love the kids. They're the best. This is the best age. Fourth grade is, they're so smart, and they're just into whatever you have to tell them, and I just love everything about it. All right, so we had a full moon.
Troy says people might be surprised by just how nice kids can be.
I think kids in general get a bad rap, and I think when you spend time with them for any amount of time, they surprise you with how generous and kind they are to one another.
A parent nominated Ms. Troy, saying that she'd made a huge difference in her children's lives.
She's fun, understanding, relatable, and a real-life encouragement booster to all of her students. How do you feel when you hear that?
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Stephanie Troy, WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And if you would like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
8:51 right now, a legal battle over who will provide health care for more than 700,000 teachers, state workers, and their families. It is underway, and Blue Cross Blue Shield has done the job for more than 40 years until the state health plan switched to Aetna last year. State Treasurer Dale Falwell, who oversees the health plan, was in court Tuesday for the start of the trial. In an exclusive interview with WREL, he defended the decision to switch away from Blue Cross.
This is about what's in the best interest of those that teach, those that protect, those that serve, and taxpayers like them.
Blue Cross disagrees, though. Its lawyers say the state will lose tens of millions of dollars by switching to Aetna. Aetna's fighting back in court, saying it won the bidding process fair and square. You can read more about this story in the NC Capital section of WRL.com.
A tough topic of conversation for some navigating the dating world is finances. And a brand new dating app puts that at the forefront of their platform. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Score is a new dating app, but there's a twist when you sign up. You have to have a credit score of 675 or higher to join. That's considered a good to excellent score. People who sign up for the app are denied, will receive resources on how they can improve their credit score.
Yeah.
So sorry, you cannot find a partner with us, but here's how you can get in better financial straits. It's not a terrible idea. It's kind of a little bit of a slap in the face, but.
Hey, get your numbers up and come back and talk to me.
And come back and talk to us, and then you can date with us. Yeah.
Sign of the times. All right. A California woman knows that she is going to receive flowers and a card from her husband every Valentine's Day. It has happened years now after he died. John and Diana Maver met in high school when they were 16. They married, had three children, lived a happy life near San Francisco, and John passed away in October of 2017. 4 months later, though, on Valentine's Day 2018, Diana got an unexpected gift from her husband. 77-year-old Diana is again looking forward to getting something from her forever Valentine again today.